forget it. People who are in a crowd during a moment of genuine rapport, the minute you go back to the fist fight and the hollering and the yelling, somehow it tastes even bitterer, that fist fighting and hollering and yelling. And there's a strange, nostalgic feeling for that moment. You know, that great moment when everyone's passing the fried chicken around. And that son is sitting up there, and they're singing the Star Spangled Banner. And that old man behind me is saying, but they're singing the Star Spangled Banner. We're usually quiet when they're singing the Star Spangled Banner, madam. Please, will you please?
And you're listening to WBAI in New York. Good morning.
I'm gonna open up my heart to the world this morning. See if I can help a friend. I'm gonna pull back the shades of my fear.
WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM. Good morning, fellow inmates. Good morning, sister inmates. Good morning to you all. And let me be the first to welcome you to Tuesday, January 15th, the 15th day of the year 2002. There are 350 days left in the year. And I guess my first message to you is that the long nightmare is over, and things are pretty much back to normal. We're working on it anyway. And by the way, my name is Bernard White, and we have a room full of people here this morning, probably more people than have been here in over a year. Well-wishers and folks who just come down to witness a people's victory. And I want to start out by congratulating all of the listeners for all of the hard work and dedication that you've put into recapturing your radio station. And I guess you can tell it's been officially re-peopled, that we have returned thanks to you. And it seems like the phones are kind of jumping over there. And I guess we're going to talk to some of the people who have become fondly known as the F&Bs. Well, good morning, Amy Goodman.
Good morning, Bernard.
How are you?
It's good to be home.
Yes, indeed.
Home, sweet home.
Did you ever think this was going to happen?
Well, what better day than Martin Luther King's birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. Martin Luther King. It is a beautiful day here at WBAI.
Okay. Sharan Louise Harper.
Good morning.
One of the first of the F&B.
Yes. On the honor roll.
How are you this morning?
I'm great.
Okay. Hard getting up this morning?
No, I was dressed and ready at 4:42. I was sitting on the side of the bed with my pocketbook like Christmas morning.
It was harder getting to sleep than it was getting up.
2:16, my eyes are wide awake. Is it morning yet? Is it morning yet?
Janice K. Bryan.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
I'm okay. Yeah? I can't hear myself. It feels so funny. This is great.
Yeah. There's really no memory for how to behave in a situation like this.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You've gone on and done a few things that we're going to talk about a little later.
Yes.
Yeah. Responsible for a lot of this morning.
Well, we are.
And Robert Knight.
Good morning, Bernard.
How are you, Robert?
Amy, Sharan, Janice.
Morning, Robert.
You know, it feels a little funny because I thought the surveillance cameras in WBAI were out of control when we left, but now there's about a dozen of them in this room.
We have a whole bevy of people here this morning who are filming what's going on. There's going to be, I guess, a series of documentaries coming up in the near future of people who have been chronicling what's been taking place over the course of this struggle. This is a struggle of monumental proportions. It is one of the few times that people have really come together and achieved a real people's victory. Folks who were unleashed to use their own creativity to come up with a solution for a problem. They identified what the issues were. They located what the sources of the problem were, and then they began to deal with it. And there's just so much that I owe to the listeners and the supporters of WBAI. I mean, from just the bread on my table, that folks just step forward and say, hey, let me help you out. And it's just been... It's just been great. These words don't even come close to the feelings that many of us have about what it is to be a part of this family. This has really been a family, and we didn't really understand that until it was threatened. And the family came together to make sure that all of the siblings were protected, and we greatly appreciate that. You'll probably hear that we appreciate that, we thank you, we feel good about knowing you, being around you, and trying to serve you. You'll hear that all morning.
It gives new meaning to the whole notion of listener sponsors. I never knew there were so many friends out there, friends of Westchester mm-hmm. County, friends of Rockland County, friends of Ulster County, friends of... when it seemed so far away, people remained close for the whole year. Another event, whether there were five people there or 1,000 people there.
One thing that I noticed throughout the years, whenever I went anywhere, I'd go to the movies, I'd go to dinner with my son and daughter, maybe walking down 125th Street, mouth kind of big so my voice would carry. People would come up to me, and constantly, the entire time, when are you all coming back? We miss you all so much. Just over and over, people. That it was just so wonderful, and you would really feel the support. No matter what, it never stopped.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Robert? I know that you have been moving around, too. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be this Thursday. You, me, and Amy are going to be... Where are we going to be?
I think Westchester.
Westpac. Oh, Westpac. Yeah. Mm. Very warm reception we always get out at Westpac.
You know, we've been through some things this year, but I feel like a tightrope walker who applauds the audience. Being so brave. Our listeners are the ones who showed the courage and the persistence and the strength that made this radio station once again become programmable. We've had a long period of time in which the people, many of them speaking here, have been programmed or have a position that doesn't quite as easily respond to audiences or include them. And it's my hope that we are programmable devices, that we can be influenced by the listeners and evolve. And that programming is what really makes our collective intelligence work.
Say goodbye, Robert.
That's right.
Back up. But hopefully we won't have too much more of that. And we can begin to share with the listeners who are calling in already. We're going to take a few phone calls at some point.
Oh.
We always treat him like that. Good morning, Errol Maitland.
Good morning, Bernard White. It's appropriate, you know, because I was never in the F&B.
Oh, that's right.
I was never fired, nor was I banned.
Would they let you in here, though?
Yes, they would.
Oh.
But not without the gang would I stay in here.
Yeah.
I am happy to be returning from exile. I'm a little shy. I don't believe this is real. So, folks, I just want to say this, that you're listening to WBAI Radio in Exile and www.wbix.org, as well as WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. This morning, we're coming to you live and direct from 120 Wall Street. This is not resistance radio. This is liberation radio.
It's a liberated zone. We still have little pockets of resistance. But the exile community is returning back to home. And it's just beautiful to look out here and see all these spaces. You know, one of the things that always got me is that whenever we went somewhere, that we would go, especially in the beginning, thinking that, yeah, you know, there'll be a handful of people out. And there were venues that we went to where 1,000 people came out, 1,200 people, 800 people. And it was always just refreshing to, and it was, you know, it was humbling to see that many people come out to the various places just to say thank you. We hope that you folks come back. We think that what happened was wrong, and we're going to be with you. Many elderly women in Harlem, I know, in walking through Harlem, elderly women would come up to me and say, son, that was wrong what they did to you, but don't you worry, it's going to work out.
God don't like ugly.
God don't like ugly.
Yeah.
And it's going to be okay. But we're going to give you some Martin Luther King today. He would have been, how old would he have been?
I was 70, born in 1929.
He was 29.
He was born in 1929.
Right.
So he would have been 73.
Yeah.
73 today.
There's our fact check.
Is out. You may go to your computer. We go to our Sharan. So you're going to hear from King today. But I think we're going to go to the listeners.
Uh-huh.
We have so many people,
Bernard,
that are calling. Yes.
I feel like it's your birthday. Remember how?
Well, we can start. We can
of course.
Start celebrating.
Well,
it's coming up. It's coming up soon.
Right.
My birthday will be here very soon. December 14th is just around the corner.
When that star?
the star that rose in Harlem and shone down brightly on Harlem Hospital.
Remember how?
Signaling the day that a child was born unto you.
Remember how people would call in and sing you happy birthday? And
yeah.
Then you'd put on a couple people at once and they'd all sing.
You know, another thing is this significant about today that I don't know how many years ago it was.
Six Maurice Bickham.
When Maurice Bickham walked through the door. And for those of you who don't know Maurice Bickham, those of you who are new, Maurice Bickham was in Angola prison. And he
Louisiana,
was
Louisiana, the plantation prison.
Right. In fact, Leslie George is down there now doing some reporting. She'll be back pretty soon to give us her latest report. But he was in jail for several years, for 30?
Something like 37 and a half.
They let him out on good time.
When he went in, there were no jets, there were no superhighways, no computers, no Walkmans, certainly no cell phones.
Segregated world.
Right. And when he came out, it came out as a result of pressure that we were able to contribute to by alerting our listeners of his plight, and they began to flood the authorities in
Louisiana.
In Louisiana.
That's right. In fact, they changed their number. I'll never forget after that morning of wake-up call when we had Maurice on the line from Angola, again, named for the country where the slaves had come, were forced here to work on that plantation that became a prison. It remained a plantation. And we had Maurice on, and his daughter, and his granddaughter, and his great-granddaughter. In fact, it was a conversation they had never had before, all on the phone at the same time, and he was in prison. And afterwards, the Attorney General's office in Louisiana was flooded with calls. I walked into the office. My God, the office is right across the hall. I can't even believe it. And a woman called me from, I think it was Kennedy Airport. She may be listening right now. Should I work there? She said, I was crying over here, and I called Louisiana right from my desk. And they got so many calls, the Attorney General had to change the number. Maurice's lawyer, Michael Alcamo, was talking to people in the Attorney General's office. They said, there's no way. They're not letting this guy out, so forget about it. And I think it became clear then they had never heard WBAI or its listeners. And they kept hearing and hearing and hearing. And then that day the call came that the Attorney General's office, yeah, somehow it just turned around. And Maurice was being let out.
Yeah. And he did the Today Show, and right after the Today Show, he came over. At that time,
daughter.
We had Dr. Ben Carson,
as well as Gil Noble was here.
And it was just a wonderful day, speaking of tears at the supermarket. We had tears here in the office, too, to think that we were participants in getting him released.
And listeners came from all over and brought him gifts. And remember when he put his hands up and his daughter was holding his hands, she stood up and they just swayed to the music.
And his favorite song was
I Shall Be Released.
I Shall Be Released by Nina Simone.
And what was the one from Mrs. Sue Burning? I Wish I Knew.
That's what it was. I Wish You Knew How It Feels to Be Friends. I got that. Maybe.
You got
might
that
be
one?
On this boycott album.
Well, I tell you what, let's take a few of the phone calls before we go to Dr. King. We're also going to talk to one of our colleagues, John McDonough, about some events that are taking place in Northern Ireland. So
the room is full, folks.
Yeah, it's really full.
Cameras.
It's great.
Video cameras.
It's really great. It's indicative of the support that that the radio station has gotten over these 12 and a half months.
One thing we didn't talk about was the support we got in court, because Miguel Maldonado, who's now chair of local advisory board, Panama Alba, Donna Gould, many of us served a little time.
You know, that never got spoken of here. What happened?
I finally realized one of my fondest aspirations. I went to jail. And we really need to thank. They put in so much time. Elsie Chandler and Marty Stoller, they were our legal representatives, and they still are wonderful. We're going back to court on the 22nd.
What led to your going to jail?
It's a year anniversary.
Yeah.
What led to your going to jail?
I'm trying to walk through the doors of WBAI.
A criminal life.
Yep.
Okay.
The night the local advisory board tried to meet in its regular meeting place, which was WBAI.
Yeah. Where is Ursula Rudenberg?
I thought I saw that red coat outside the door. Okay, let's take a few phone calls before we go into the program. Once again, you are listening to WBAI in New York, and this is Wake Up Call.
The number to call, by the way.
Oh, yeah. You'll need that.
I don't know if they do. 212-209-2900.
Okay.
Boy, haven't said that in a year.
Good morning.
Good morning to all. This is CNN.
Hi, Sinan.
How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I am so excited.
So
I know, I really, but yeah, but you're there, you see. You know, I'm a listener. I never realized how important it was to fight for my rights until this situation happened to you, because in it happening to you, it happened to me and it happened to all of us, and it gave us a chance to understand that the process of democracy has to be fought for constantly. It has to, we have to be constantly vigilant, and even though we can enjoy our lives, we have to be very aware of everything that's happening around us. We can't just leave it to somebody else to do it for us. So I le digo gracias. I say thank you. I also never realized how much I could care for people who I really don't know. So I thank you.
Back at you.
Well, I think that you really do know us, and that's one of the differences, that you really do know us. You've heard us each morning, and we've pretty much been the same all the way through, you know, and that's what I think, that's part of what people were responding to. But thank you very much, Sinan. I've seen you out there.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I've just been, you know, here and there. You know, you guys have had to be living it, eating it, sleeping it, you know. Thank you very much, because you've helped me learn how to fight for my rights. You've helped me understand, and you've given me the opportunity to also see how, you know, this is an expression of what fascism is throughout the world. You know, you've given me the opportunity to understand, and I thank you. And every one of you, I'm so nervous. I wanted to say, really, you know, to each one, to name each name, but right now my mind is blank. I other than to say, I care, I love you, I want you to be there, I want you to be well. Bernard, listen, Amy, listen, pay attention to Bernard. Each one of you, pay attention and help him to understand that he has to be in the best of health,
mm-hmm.
because he's got to enjoy what he has gained. But you understand, he's got to be well.
Hmm.
Bernard, you got to take care of yourself.
Yes,
you know,
ma'am.
It's not, I'm not saying it, you know, you've got to pay attention, you take care of yourself, you be well. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Sinan.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. VAI, you're on the air.
Well, I really have mixed feelings, because I was for the exile until I saw some of the behavior,
mm-hmm.
and I haven't been happy with it at all. And the meeting at Friday wasn't inclusive. Nothing about new people, new members. I wasn't happy at all. And I'm really not happy. Will Marjorie be able to get her messages?
You'll have to check with Marjorie.
Yeah. Well, two wrongs don't make a right. I don't know if Samori would support some of the tactics. I feel like he's turning in his grave. I'm very sorry.
Okay. All right. Well, you have a good day. You're on the air. VAI, you're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, all. Listen.
All
right. Listen, I'm telling you right now, we're just beginning to come out of it, and we better work damn hard and not. You must watch, not that you do it exactly, because it's been a long time, and the human mind tends to forget. But we can't cut people off, even if they're on the other side. You just let that lady talk. She said her piece. It's terribly important. I was a little shocked myself at certain things. You know what I'm saying? There weren't explanations when they needed about Coughlin being the interim head of Pacifica. The point is, it should have been a little more explained, because apparently the people who voted for him liked him, knew him well. And if the after guy, you know, was confused or didn't like him or, you know, who knows? But he should have brought evidence, by the way. But maybe he didn't know that would come up. I don't know. But the thing is that we have to improve our humanity, because I really feel sorry now for these poor people who are being, shall we say, banned and fired or something like that. And I've had my day with Clayton Riley. God only knows, you know what I mean? Or now everybody knows because it's been on the airwaves. But the thing is that I'm not asking him to, you know, not have a problem, you know, about everything. But, you know, I feel he needed help. And I think I remember urging you, Bernard, too, not just physical health, but even a little bit on the mental health side.
Well, you would be the one to know about that.
Yeah, well, I admitted that I would go. I mean, we all need help.
Yes, we do, Manuel.
I cry out to everybody that, you know, if we want peace in the world, but honest peace, we have to, I keep saying, freedom of speech. That's really the problem with the people who are going to be losing in this new situation, that they didn't stand up enough for freedom of speech. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Marjorie Moore fought against an involvement with the other side. And Utrice, I liked her an awful lot, and I still do. I spoke to her when she came into the meeting, but both she and Marjorie left. I didn't see them stay.
Okay.
And I think they should have made a statement. Maybe they did, and I didn't hear it. But, I mean, the point is that some people just are, you know, how to say it, they don't realize how mortal they are, and I do. I'm 70 and a half now, and I hope that I'll be able to spend the rest of my days.
Yeah. You're 70 and a half? Well, I do want to thank you, Monroe. I want to thank you for calling in this morning and being a part of this morning's program. Can you talk about, about the after situation?
The after situation? Well, and overall, AFTRA has been our union nationally for the national staff at Pacifica. They have represented me in a number of grievances that I've had against Pacifica, unsafe workplace and harassment, etc. Here locally, we're actually not up to date because we were excluded from the process in this past year about what's happening here at WBAI. So we'll have to find out. The last we knew here, me and Robert, Janice, you, Bernard, and Sharan, so many people, we were United Electrical, and we were UE. And we'll just have to find out the latest. It's been a very difficult year. AFTRA has never had to deal with so many grievances against Pacifica as they had in this year. That's what we could, you know, that's what I can say at this point. And, boy, it's going to be just wonderful to be back with everyone. And it'll be a hard road in all of Pacifica as we move forward in this year. The legal settlements that in the next year will lead to the elections of local advisory boards, the writing of new bylaws for Pacifica. The first face-to-face meeting of the board took place this weekend, and it was at a union hall, the Wholesale Trades Council at 44th Street, instead of one of the fancy hotels. Usually in the last years, it's been at Pentagon City, maybe appropriately, right outside of Washington, D.C., in a hotel there. But things are different now, and the legal settlement has led to this board of 15 people, five of the former majority, five of the dissidents, of which Leslie Kagan is a part. She's now the chair of the board, and five, one each from each of the local advisory boards. And it's amazing that we have right here amongst us one of the national board members, the woman who the last time she was at WBAI, she was carted off by the police in handcuffs. And here she is sitting in the wake-up call studios, WBAI studios, and she is a national board member, Janice K. Bryant. Janice, I just think of the last time I saw you being hauled off. You sat down outside the door because that door was closed on you and everyone else who tried to come in for the meeting. How many nights did you end up in jail?
We were in Amos inside over 30 hours.
You know, there is a class action suit that was brought against Giuliani for the amount of time he's kept people in jail, and I'm wondering if you could be a part of that, if the people who are arrested here could be a part of that suit somehow, or reap the benefit in some way. But I think we all reap the benefits of what you so bravely did, as so many of you sat outside. I remember this hall outside of WBAI, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
The police were there. The listeners were there. The local advisory board members were there. And for the first time ever, they weren't allowed inside.
What was interesting is when we went to the first precinct, there were policemen there who knew WBAI. And they were really nice to us. They sort of lulled me into a false sense of security. I said, oh, this is going to be easy.
Piece of cake.
Yeah. They were bringing us cookies, and they were like, yeah, I remember WBAI. But when I got down to the tombs, it was an entirely different story. And I got really nervous, and I called Sharan in the afternoon.
You have to call. Listen, Sharan, now this has ceased to be an experience of that 6 hours ago. Get me out of here.
We do have another call on the line. You're on, and thanks for being patient. You're on the air.
Well, good morning, Habargani, brother.
Good morning. How are you?
Bernard and Janice and Sharan and Robert and Amy.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, I know that voice.
Ah, you know the voice.
Yeah.
Ah, so good to hear. Sweet in the morning. Oh, wake up in the morning, listen to something, and we're not monitoring, and we're not worrying what's going to be happening. I just wanted to check in, brother.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
And thanks for your support, too. Another one of the activist listeners, Tamili, was a part of a group called Community for Progressive Radio, CPR. That also played a role in the struggle.
Well, the struggle continues, you know.
Yes, indeed.
The kudos are not necessary. We're just here to do the work, brother.
Okay, thank
Stay
you.
Stay strong.
Stay strong.
Thank you.
And you're on the air. Hello?
Bernard.
Yes.
Omowale.
Hey, how are you?
Our last conversation was on WBIX.
That's right.
And I think two things I wanted to say. One, that this is a tremendous victory. And most importantly, I think it launches the salvo against the Homeland Security.
Yes, indeed.
Because this struggle, and it's been a very long struggle. And, you know, I want to say first, as a representative, as Herman said the other night, of the Black Liberation Movement, that, which is filled with many people, progressives, communists, socialists, revolutionary nationalists, that this struggle, I think, taught us many lessons. You know, first to Amy, I think in terms of much respect for the question that the heart of comradeship is to never give up your comrades. And through this whole battle, your courage in the face of many blows and disrespect, but to never let go of the people you came there with, the people you struggle for, many people respect that. And it cannot be reduced to simply this white girl, but it's much more the principle of what comradeship is about. And in the face of all of that, you know, there's much respect to you for that. You know, some of the disrespect, some of this element showed to Janice, and then to come on the air and try to rationalize this under free speech, you know, was one of the most hideous analysis I've ever heard. And certainly, as somebody said to me, I think it was Brother Muntu, some people are just straight up psychotic. But I think the bottom line is that, you know, we didn't meet people at BAI in coffee shops or at concerts. We met them in battle. When I first met Mimi Rosenberg, it was having a fundraiser for the New York 8 case. I had never known her before, but she came to the case, you know. I met Grandpa Al, and, you know, I told a little story about Grandpa Al, that this brother in Bedside came and said, you know, my brother told me to listen to this dude. He says, remember the dude from the Munster? He's listened to this guy on Saturday. His brother was in jail. And when they took Grandpa Al off, who was one of the real concrete links to the prison system in New York State, where so many of our people are suffering, it became clearer and clearer what this element represented. I've known, and you know, Bernard, I've known Condoleezza Rice for many years. And some people did not understand what that meant. But more than just the person, the idea of Condoleezza Rice, these are the social props for the development of fascism in this country. They're not stupid. They're very smart and shrewd. And they manipulate and conspire. But I'm so glad that this struggle, which was really the first battle, really good battle against the Homeland Security, has been won. And it's certainly hats off to all of you. Our role in it has always consistently been, we're not going to let this get reduced to this is a question of black and white. This is a question of progressive ideas, revolutionary ideas, and their place in this country, and the question of reaction. You know, so for all of you there, and celebrate, and then let's get back to work.
Correct.
Reparations is coming. I was so pissed. Somebody's talking about Durban. The person who came officially from BA out of Durban came to Durban and didn't even report on it until November, where what really was going on in Durban first came out over Amy's show. You know, so these are the things a lot of people, and I want to just say to some of the new listeners that have come to BAI, that the bottom line is some of this history you don't know. Relax, back up, and listen as things develop, and you will see who was honest and truthful and committed to what's going on and who was not. So straight ahead, freedom or death.
Okay. Thank you very much, Omawale.
Thank you, Omawale.
BAI, you're on the air.
Hi, is this the artist formerly known as Bernard Smith?
Hey, it's Bob Fass. How are you, Bob?
I'm fine.
Good to hear you.
Really good to hear you. Really good to hear you.
I hear you're going to be back on this Thursday.
Is that so?
That's so.
That's great.
Well, I think, you know, let's not jump to any conclusions. It depends on how well Bob behaves this week.
Okay. Well, you know, that can always...
You have to give him lessons in followership. Oh,
anyway.
Hey, Bob, remember you have a home.
On BIX, that's right. That's right. Well, it's great to hear all of you there. That's the synergy that we're hearing now is what's been missing from WBAI for the past year. This wonderful feeling of, you know, I guess family is the word, that greeting the day, gritting our teeth and getting set to, you know, fight against the Ashcrofts and the Ridges of the world.
Well, I hope that when, you know, that when people leave their homes this morning that they feel empowered. They feel that, you know, well, we can make a difference. We can make a change. If we could just come together and struggle together, we can bring about some qualitative change in the lives of people.
Well, thank you very much, Bernard.
Okay.
I'm going to suspend myself to bed.
Okay. Okay, and we'll see you on the radio this Thursday.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
All right. We've been joined by David Rothenberg, another recent... you didn't really get a chance to feel what it's like to be exiled.
Missed the joy.
I was enjoying Saturday morning leisure. But, you know, I was going to come down casually today, but I heard a sound that I hadn't heard here for a year. I heard laughter.
Group laughter, anyway.
I heard people laughing, and I didn't come... the only time I came down on weekdays was when I was summoned for a meeting... And it was a little like Planet of the Apes here. Remember when they were first arrived and you saw no one and you saw little heads peeking out from corners? That's what it was like here. People in their offices would look out, but there was none of that activity and that life that permeated the halls here that I knew for so many years. But when I heard the laughter today, I said, that's the sound that I wanted to hear. And I did hear Janice talk about people stopping her on the street, and I do have to share with everybody, I do have the top ball story. A couple of weeks ago when I went to the movies, afterwards I went to the men's room, and as I was standing at the urinal, the man, a man in the next urinal turned.
Sure, you want to
The man in the next urinal turned to me and said, are we going to have theater ticket service together? And I said, as soon as I'm finished peeing.
He just turned his head, I hope.
Dad just wanted to know how he recognized me.
Right.
It's wonderful to see you all here and to hear you. Okay. I don't admit it often, but this morning when you said good morning, I started to cry.
Well, I almost did myself.
Almost.
What is that, Sharan?
Everybody's pointing.
No, I'd like to point out that Dred Scott Keyes is back at his console doing editing of sound in WBAI again. And Sharan Harper, as maybe not everybody knows, went on to become the executive director of Physicians for Social Responsibility.
The New York City chapter.
Good enough.
Hey, you have an announcement, don't you?
Oh, I certainly do. Errol, pass me my announcement.
We're going to sabotage that place and get our back here. We're going to run a campaign against them.
Dennis?
Run, Docs, run. The Professional Network for Social Responsibility reconvenes a conference. The next environmental hurdle, Are We Ready? It'll take place on Saturday, January 26th. 2002 from 9:30 a.m. until 12:20 p.m. at the New School University, 66 West 12th Street in room 510. The panelists will include Evelyn A. Moss, Carl Grossman, Michael Marriott, Congressman Major Owens, and Mark Shapiro, who will be the moderator. For a general admission and to find out how to make reservations, please call 212-867-7377. Once again, that number is 212-867-7377. Thank you.
That's the first announcement in 1 AD.
And there's a slavery reparations community forum coming up in New Haven, Connecticut. We had a lot of strong support from Connecticut,
too.
We're
going to talk to them in a minute.
Yeah, Congressman John Conyers and Minister Akbar Muhammad, Saturday, January 19th at noon at Community Baptist Church, 143 Shelton Avenue in New Haven, Connecticut. For more information, call Reverend Eric B. Smith at 203-562-7060. 203-562-7060.
And you've just heard the first of the Community Bulletin Board. Have a great day.
Oh, Victor.
We got to go get Vic. Let me see. Let's take this phone call. You're on the air.
Well, you just ought to take my phone call. Bernard, Africa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm peace. I'm
good.
Peace, and I'm much love. And, you know, women tend to be very intuitive, not to put any downcast on your male aspects of our race here. But intuitively, this just feels so balanced. I try to get away from the words right and wrong, because there's right and wrong in all things and all people. Mm-hmm. And that's a judgment, and I'm not trying to be the judge. It's three main things that I wanted to say. Real hard for me to choose between the first and the second. So I'll just let the first be, welcome home, y'all. And the second is, say goodbye, Clayton. And you stole the thunder on that when you said that to Robert. But I've been for a year, all I wanted to say was, say goodbye, Clayton. And every time that there was a fundraiser, I was so tempted to send that $250 for Armand DeMille to have a meeting with this brother, but I had to hold back. And the third thing that I wanted to say was, if there's any room in your hearts that we could fit in Marjorie and Earl somewhere, because I really feel that her contribution of spirituality is much needed in the community. And I know, again, that all sides, you know, I mean, stuff happened. Stuff happened. They made T-shirts about it. But I know that everything is in divine order, and that's what I've been saying this whole year. And you might have seen me at one or two meetings. I'm not able to get everywhere because I take care of Mom, who's 83 with Alzheimer's, and that's my duty and my gift at this point in my life. So I'm, wow, I wasn't kind of teary when I first heard your voice, but just to know that this is going where it's supposed to go, it's very, I'm very grateful. And I say, give thanks and love. Peace.
Well, thank you very much.
I'll see you all. From the boogie down, Rashida.
Okay. You know, it is not our intention to come in and to, you know, begin to beat up on folks, although we've taken a lot of beatings over the last couple of months. We don't have the intention of doing that. We're taking a few moments out today because I just think that it's right that we allow listeners to express themselves, because we feel that listeners haven't been able to express themselves much over the last several months, over this last year. And, you know, if you disagree or if you've taken a side, that's fine. We believe that in time, you will see, because of the work that we do, you will grow to appreciate what it is that we do. There was a lot of talent, a lot of talented and dedicated people that were forced out of the radio station just because people did not like them or did not like what they say. I don't move against people because I don't like what they say or like what they do necessarily. But I do believe that people need to respect, our listeners need to be respected. We need to approach these microphones with a sense of dignity, and that we should never be disrespectful or make our listeners, not appreciate their contribution to this radio station. It is a two-way, it's a symbiotic relationship. We're behind the mic producing a program, and you folks are on the other side at the telephone assisting us in the production. And we need to always remember that. We are here because you are there. And we believe that that we need to approach this with a respect. If you disagree with me, if you disagree with any of the folks that are in this room today who have done programs, you know, fine. We're never going to all agree, but we can still respect each other. Many times folks have called up and said things that I disagree with, but they have a right to be wrong. Okay. Well, let's take one more phone call, and then we'll maybe go to John McDonough or do something with Martin Luther King. BAI, you're on the air.
This is Daryl from the Bronx.
Hey, Daryl.
First of all, I am so glad to hear you guys. Like David Rothenberg, I must say, when I heard you say good morning, Mr. White, I didn't quite cry, but I almost cried. I'm so glad to hear you, Amy, Robert. Okay, I was so heated when Robert was taken off. Okay, I knew something was seriously wrong then.
No, that didn't bother me.
Everyone is all in their own little world.
On December 14th, Bernard.
Right.
What'd you say, Robert?
It was on my birthday.
Oh, was it really?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, it was, because Robert gave Bernard a calendar that had every day of the year December 14th.
How creative. But seriously, guys, I want to call this morning to give you all support there, okay? You know, some people have been kind of wavering, perhaps, or what's the word I'm looking for when you describe something, but you have reservations. Okay, I just want to make sure.
Vacillating.
Say again.
Vacillating.
Vacillating. That's not the actual critical term I'm thinking of, but you know what? Don't worry, because the point I think I want to get across here is just that you have unconditional support. That's the word I'm looking for.
Go, Daryl.
Right. Mm-hmm. Compared to that embarrassment called with the initials of CR, okay, you guys are head and shoulders. And listen, I didn't know who this person was when he first came on. Hey, maybe there was some changes going on. We just listeners out here in the background. You don't know how the changes go in the station, so we give everyone a chance. But over the past year, this person is so negative, so small-minded, you know, that I couldn't support this person either what he was saying and both what he was saying and the way he was saying it. So, again, I just want to call and let you people know that the majority of us listeners, and I've listened to the station for 15 years about now. Mm-hmm. Okay, I visited the station when you were back out in when you were on 8th Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've cleaned up the vomit of Pacifica the Cat. So sick. All right? So I know, you know, listeners know who we want to listen to. And these guys, the only way they were able to take over is from a legal point of view. And when their legal empowerment was cut off, they weren't going to stay because they didn't have the people behind them. All right, so Amy, yeah. Oh, one more thing I want to say. I have the internet, so I was able to download some clips of things that over the air, you know, people aren't privy of hearing. And I want to say to you, Amy, that I appreciated your dignity, and you too, Robert, in standing up to some of the things I was able to download behind the scenes going on at BAI, you vis-a-vis confrontating Mr. Riley and putting a mister in front of him, giving him too much respect. All right, and people saw how he acted when he came out on Friday to the national board meeting. Okay? So just keep on keeping on, guys. I know you will. And that's it, you know?
Okay.
I just wanted to have, you know, have a good show, guys. We appreciate you all being back.
Well, thank you very much.
Have a good day.
Okay.
Take care.
And speaking of supporters, we had supporters here in the city and, you know, all the way up to, where are you from?
Yeah, we're from Connecticut.
Connecticut?
But you know it's time for a station ID. I just wanted to remind you, I'm
okay.
doing Harold's job now.
Okay. You are listening to WBAI in New York, and that's Leroy Williams from WPKN.
In Bridgeport.
In Bridgeport, Connecticut. And we got a lot of support from Bridgeport. Leroy and the crew, as well as Scott Harris, as well as
Denise
other folks. Denise, yes. Who had us on their programs, giving them regular updates. In fact, I was supposed to be on Sunday, but he had to settle for someone else who just...
Well, it really wasn't settling. That was really the person we wanted. Isn't that right, Amy?
Where were you, Bernard?
I was... You know what happened?
He was en route.
Here we worked for a complete year to try and bring about some change to the radio station. And I, you know that the way things were falling into place, that Saturday was going to be the big day. And, I mean, just the whole struggle. And Saturday I had to leave town. But it was a good thing because, this is a real objective appraisal of what happened. My daughter was magnificent in the performance of Pippin.
Was this Ayanna?
Yes.
Who was she?
She was the interlocutor. She was the one who sang the changes. She was magnificent. And that's an objective appraisal.
I mean, no prejudice.
No prejudice at all. She was, I couldn't, you know, you watch your children, and if you're lucky, you get an opportunity to see them perform, you know, after they've studied something and worked on it, and then they get an opportunity to execute it. And I just had to tell her, you know, it was really great. I don't know whether she'll ever be involved in anything like that again, but her timing was good, and of course she got her singing prowess from me. I mean, that was those, my genes were written all over that.
Oh.
And it was just really good. But Leroy, the folks, what kind of response have you been getting out of WPKN?
Well, we've gotten a good response in terms of your cause. That's why we kept you on the airwaves. Yeah, I think it's important that everybody knows that at WPKN, we too are listener sponsored. And we came to realize that whatever happened to WBAI could also happen to WPKN. So it was imperative that we became part of your struggle. In fact, there were some things that were done at WPKN because we used Pacifica's news. And at one point, we had a meeting and we had to determine whether or not we were going to continue to use Pacifica's news. And we came to the agreement that we should work with other stations and all step out at one time to show Pacifica that we mean business here, because we realized if a small station like WPKN had stepped out on its own, it wouldn't mean that much. But if we got a group of stations to turn around and leave that and move on to free speech news, we might make a larger statement.
Affiliates in exile.
That's right.